Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. If you missed the first part of this show, you can always access the entirety of the show at KXORadio.com. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you so much for joining us. So let's talk about it. Now, this is Wellness Radio, and Wellness Radio has an email address. So let's talk about that first. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us is your way to communicate with us. And you can shout us out. You can ask questions about a show. We could do requests. You know, you could anything you want. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us will ding in my mailbox. It'll ding in Maria's mailbox. We'll send it to somebody. No, we'll deal with it. Yeah. Welcome back. We are joined by Maricruz Bermudez, who is a licensed marriage family therapist for the Youth and Young Adult Program for Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. She's a wonderful woman. We've known her since her first day at work. And she's done
even before really she started. Cool.
And she knew me before.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-oh. Calexico born and bred.
Yes.
Tell me, what is it like being the therapist for the community that you grew up in? Are there cultural connections? Are there family do you feel like you're kind of paying it back? How does that, what is that like for you?
I think, in general, as a person, you always, well, and in my case, you always want to give that back to the community. You know, I grew up in this area, probably going to die in this area. I love this area. You know, I've gone to other places, and it's like, no, there's no place like home, so you always come back. But I think more than anything, just trying to help out the population is very important. I think it's very self-fulfilling for me in itself. And I think, as much as we help out others, then others help out other people, and it kind of goes around.
Well, you get an advantage by language, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, because we do have two mm-hmm. really predominant languages here, and sometimes they don't overlap.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Many times they do. Mm-hmm. But what about culturally? Do you think you have insights into what people grow up here in that help you assess people or help you work with people in therapy?
Well, yeah. If they're actually bred and born here, I have kind of like the understanding where they're coming from, but we also have to consider their parents too, where they're coming from. Some parents come from different areas, and so we have to consider that and take that into consideration during the treatment, because certain things that even though I might be Hispanic, how I view
you
things.
You can't make assumptions.
Yeah,
I guess,
we
huh?
can't make yeah. assumptions that yeah. they're going to have the same types of beliefs just because they grew up here in the Valley if their parents are from a different type of culture.
I mean, if you start mm-hmm. telling Calexico jokes and they're from Hopeville or something.
Oh, Brawley. It's very different.
Not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a culture within a subculture, so.
I think we're really fortunate to have
yes.
you here.
Thank you.
So you've got these full-service partnerships, and you've got these evidence-based therapy modalities, and we were kind of talking on break. You're training all of them, like, you're it, huh?
You're kind of like, yeah, because we are, the department is divided between children's, youth, and adults. Yeah. And your program is youth and adults, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to learn both.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very, like I said before, it's a very interesting age group because there's a lot of transitions. But I think it's very important that, depending on what's going on with the client, depending on their mental illness, you're going to incorporate certain types of modalities to treat that type of illness.
So somebody walks in the door, and it's...
Okay, I even like that.
First,
I know, that sounded pretty cool.
First, you have to decide if somebody's going to have therapy, and then you have to decide what kind of therapy might be the best and what they might, but yeah, how do you make those decisions? What kind of stuff goes into mind?
Well, I mean, not only myself, but other clinicians as well have been trained in different types of modalities depending on, the populations that they're dealing with. In general, for example, if a person comes, let's say it's a minor, and they're coming with depression, so one of the therapies I would use would be depression treatment quality improvement, which is proven to be very effective in adolescents, and it actually targets, depression based on that age group.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.